Fucking,
you telling us we lost?
It's not
You've
like
been
it's,
the reason why we.
It's not. It's not like the playoffs are.
So nigga,
let's go.
Niggas start
7:03.
7:22.
Bro,
fucking talk.
I tried to start.
Go ahead, man. Start us off.
All right. So, just want to preface this by saying, for the last two episodes, I've been saying that we're definitely gonna have more women on the pod, and now, next time I come, it's gonna be a pod of
it's
all
the last
women.
Stop.
So you don't need us.
I fucked up. I should. My biggest mistake was not inviting any women at all. I totally forgot I said that. It was a heat of the moment thing.
The best question that we can ask you right now is: are you capping? You know, in advance, like, are you actually gonna do it, or are you just saying it?
Watch that be the pod. I'm not here.
I want to.
Well, that's
like
the that's the goal. It's gonna be nothing
all
but women. Yeah,
I'll remind you.
I'll just remind you. What's the panel of women?
Watch.
Wow.
Like, who are you selecting?
Tequila. I'm definitely reaching out to her.
She's a Nazi. She's a Nazi sympathizer. Yes. And Trump supporter, yes.
This is an interesting development. I just thought Manny was going to ask his friends and we got somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to ask
it. It seems like every episode, friends. Manny says, hey, what about this person? I'm like, yeah, no, they're racist. He's like, what, how? it's a common theme.
I mean,
like,
Manny
it
has
problematic faves.
No, there was one time, where, like, my coworker invited me over. It was like he invited all the coworkers, the whole office. And this was like 2 years ago. And me and my boy pull up. And like, we're legit the only non-whites there. Like, I'm Hispanic and he's black. So it's us two. We pull up together.
Of course.
And then we get there and it's just, you know, nothing but white people. Mm-hmm. And then I see the symbol. And I'm like, that's an interesting symbol. So the night's going on. Now it's nighttime. You know, they're all drunk besides me and my boy. And then my boy goes, yo, so what's that? What's up with that logo? Like, I've seen it around the house. And it turns out his grandfather is a grand wizard, and I was like, ah.
Interesting. Was it KKK symbol?
Yeah. So then me and my boy, we were like, yo, you know what? Like, it's actually pretty late, so we're just going to head on out of here. We left and never came back. I quit the next week.
So
went
how
to Mexico.
Was he friends with your black friend?
He worked there.
Yeah, they were part of the office that got invited.
Yeah, so everybody got invited.
They got bamboozled when they arrived.
Yeah, his grandfather was a grand wizard.
Yes. Well, he still is. Well,
just,
I don't know if he's still alive.
Not
but.
Just a member, but...
the grand wizard.
You know how much...
higher up.
Bro, you know how much racism you gotta do
to
be called a grand wizard?
That's
like
a wizard.
That's like a fucking World of Warcraft.
Right, wizard.
Bro.
Yeah,
of the yeah. A wizard,
Alice
bro.
Caruso had to fight her siblings.
Sheesh.
That person
had
to be extra racist.
Yeah.
Yo.
On top of being extra racist.
A lot.
Like, there's that's a ranking system, and they climbed it.
Yeah.
No, he probably had a few other candidates for Grand Wizard, and they were like, your application stands out.
Yeah. Everybody else got the email. We appreciate your application.
You linked how many? You're in.
The best of luck on your future endeavors.
Yes. Yeah, we just didn't find a fit for you in this position, but maybe if something opens,
maybe one day you'll become more racist.
Yeah.
We found out in college you had a black roommate.
Yeah,
he's still breathing. Other guy though, killed a few and hit runs.
Oh my goodness,
this is crazy.
Yeah,
the Grand Wizard is crazy though.
No, but Grand Wizards, their positions in like real life, they're like real life jobs. Be like, you don't even see it coming. They'll be like the dean of Howard University, and you're like, "Oh, what just happened?
Why do you have to go HBCU?"
Well,
that's what I'm
Howard,
saying.
It
would be
like,
so wild
not
that you're
at Howard.
Like, that's how
he was at Howard. He's doing some sinister shit. How did he get there,
yo, bro? That's some Rachel Dolezal level shit, bro.
He's a doctor.
What are you doing?
Doctor,
what are you doing? Doctor
Oz is definitely fishy.
Dr. Oz.
I don't even think that.
Just
Oz.
As a side.
No, I don't know the doctor either, but he's definitely
Dr.
And
Oz.
Joel
is just
Osteen on my list. I never fucked with Joel Osteen.
Yo, he saw that water from the flood and he was like, nah.
No, it wasn't even that. There was a situation where literally
Joel
Osteen all Joel
looked
Osteen
like
had to
he
do was tell them to open the church doors.
That was the hurricane.
Yeah, the hurricane. He was like, nah. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's making like $5 million a year.
Bro, yeah. Son, no, he makes more than that.
Yeah, more than that. Yeah.
A fucking Lambo, bro.
That's going to tip over, bro.
I'm like, yo, hold on. Yeah.
Joel Osteen looked like he played basketball, and he don't mention nothing about basketball. And that's why, that's why I don't trust him. That's why I don't trust him. He looked like he got the same type. He looked like he got all of the skill set of Steve Nash. But he don't talk about none of his basketball endeavors, and I don't trust that. So I don't trust him.
Fuck are you talking
I don't think
about.
He played.
I think he just complimented him.
Really. I feel like he looks like he plays soccer more than basketball, bro.
I don't know what
he don't even have the body.
He
type
do he like, do some yes. he do some rich he, people he shit looks, that he don't tell you.
It looks like an assistant principal, yeah. A racist assistant yeah. principal.
How tall is he?
As we no, all no know, we know of a couple of assistant hey, principals that have had the gun from 20 feet.
He look like this when he's talking. it's kind of annoying. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
We know assistant principals that have had the gun from 3 point.
He's 5 foot 11. Beyond he's alright.
I beat that nigga up,
bro. Joel, I'm sorry, bro.
In the name of Jesus,
I got no bad blood with Joel Osteen. He just got the face of someone that I just want to fight. I heard you.
Niggas just letting
it. No, I definitely heard.
Damn. I didn't know who he was or what he looked like until right now. And bro, he definitely he looks like, all offense, a frat boy that I would immediately bro, not like.
His net worth is $110 million.
Is it possible?
And it's probably higher than that.
Is it possible that we could name this episode Joel Osteen?
Please don't. Fadeable? Because I won't even listen to it.
No, but... I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait patiently until I get through this conversation.
Because Joel Osteen is okay. Indeed fadeable. I think that's what we can.
We can really toss that nigga.
I beat that nigga up myself.
Oh, y'all want to toss the
yo.
Oh
yo.
My god.
Come on,
don't
yo.
Say that while you nah. smell like yeah, digging nah. balls. On to the next thing, bro.
Just
on to the next thing. Okay.
We're here. Why did one of the things pop up? No. Is Joel Osteen secretly yo. Gay?
It doesn't matter if he is. That might.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
That might be the secret rich shit that he's into.
Oh no! Oh man. Well, I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but there's it definitely would conflict with some of the things he be teaching on TV. Oh yeah. Just know. If you got the size and stature of Joel Osteen, you know, don't come around the Last Stop podcast.
Niggas will
jump.
It wasn't at all.
Improv.
Let's get to a topic.
Yeah. Oh, you want a topic?
No, hey, John.
No.
This is the wildest opening of all time.
And we're not going to talk. It's only going to be him.
We're here, Manny. What all
right, let's do it. Let's
your
do it. Audio's
let's, up there. No, we're not yeah. doing it.
Let's,
Manny, what is your love language?
You're a woman. Like, you are a woman. And you smell like one today, too.
That's not in a good way.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
Yo, bro, just answer the question so we can ignore it. No. Cause we're
dancing. What is your
I'm not
language?
Answering that. It
doesn't matter, bro.
Not the topic.
I don't want it to be a topic.
So for you guys to know, there's 5 love languages, right? There's a, it's an act of service. Huh? Yeah, a gift. Words of affirmation, physical touch. What was the last one?
I don't know.
Because before this, y'all were all like, oh no.
I know where to find it. Yeah, we were all ready.
Y'all know exactly what they are.
I don't remember the last one. I'm not even going
to. Oh, it's quality time. Spending quality time with each other.
Look at that. Yeah. I told. Bro, but y'all knew what they were.
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, Kenny knew there were 5.
I said there were 5.
I said there were 5. And that's it. I only remember 3 of them, and he's named those first.
All right, so what are yours, DeJure?
Bro,
I... Whoa. DeJure wasn't the one to ask first. You were.
Oh, my God. Bro, it don't matter.
I'll answer. Number one, all right.
I've never been
loved before. Imagine being a dude and having someone care about your acts of service.
Exactly.
You wouldn't be a dude.
That's true.
No
society
dude is,
doesn't give a shit about
no
what
No dude is tend to. That Father's Day is a terrible holiday because nobody gets nothing. Fucking,
you know that
anniversaries are not about.
But if you don't have enough acts of service as a man, that's when they give a shit.
Imagine being a dude and you know having someone care about you, trying to spend quality time. It's expected of you.
Yeah,
it's expected of us to spend time out of our free time for other people. It's crazy.
Preach.
It's also expected of us to give gifts.
We are dodging and switching the conversation slowly but surely.
No,
because this is becoming what is Manny's act, Manny's love to language be fair. To
all right, so
how men don't receive their love language.
You wanted this conversation to be a thing. You wanted this conversation to be a thing, so let's get your shit.
No, I, out of the way. Yeah, you wanted this topic.
Yeah, you're right, but I like
let's get your shit out of the way.
Yeah, this is a better conversation because all John wanted us to do was list which ones do we have?
Yeah.
Deep diving into how
why they don't matter.
No, I'm not saying they don't matter. It does matter. It does
to
matter.
Girls, bro.
It matters to guys too. You can sit here and say it doesn't.
Bro, you cannot touch.
You can.
No way, bro.
Again, imagine being a dude and having someone appreciate physical touch from you. If you don't give the physical touch, the girls assume that you get.
And nowadays, if you do physical touch, you get labeled something else.
It's all consensual.
I'm not gonna lie.
How much time do y'all devote to women that you don't actually like?
Those are the best ones to talk to.
Get no girls time that I don't.
Well, not you, John. Obviously.
Wait. So do you mean like as a female, a friend, or a female that you thought you were going to pursue, but you don't want to anymore?
Oh, you mean like that?
A woman that you were both on the same type of time in because you were trying to do something and she indicated that she was trying to do something. So y'all was both on the same page.
Can I answer first?
But what I mean by that also is the question I ask is how much time do y'all devote to women that y'all don't actually fuck with?
Okay.
Because.
Oh, what do you mean by fuck with though?
Don't actually
like don't like at all.
Yeah, because, yeah. Just a second ago when we were having that other conversation, you know, there were just points brought up where I was like, "Damn, like, are y'all fucking with women that y'all actually like?" Like, you know, because that alleviates a lot of the problems.
But what if it's
in a situation like this?
What if it's the opposite though?
Yeah,
maybe you're fucking with girls that don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you also need to fix that.
No, but I'm saying it could be
you know.
Then, you know what?
There's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but also if you're doing that and that's not what you want to do, then you're wasting your time. You know, that's something you also should fix.
So now I don't know what the question is.
No, I see what he said. Levante's main point is if you are going into a relationship and you're not getting any acts of service done to you, whether you like them or not, she must not care enough about you.
Can I repute that?
Yes.
It is highly publicized now, right, that women do not treat us nearly as good as they want us to treat them. So for his statement, would say this, because we all saw the interview with Sweetie when she was with Justin LaBoy, whatever.
I didn't.
And she legit was like, why am I getting my boyfriend a birthday gift? Why niggas want to be treated like girls? So just in terms of what he's saying, right?
This is a real quote, by the way.
That's literally what she said, verbatim. So like, just in terms of what you said, it is pushed out there now in 2021 more than ever that the girls act for the world and don't give us sand. So like, it's situations where niggas do like girls and the girls would like them, but entitled as they are, they feel like, I'm not saying what I want to say. I'm keeping it.
I'm glad you're not saying.
Right?
This is not what you want.
And I'm being chill, right? Let's have a real conversation, right? But as entitled as they are in their role as, you know, the woman in the relationship, they're like, you give me whatever I want, and I don't really got to do that much. And we live in a world now where, like, men and women both do it. We get into a point where, like, pussy is pretty much transactional. And the way that they use it and the way that we look at it as men. Like, pussy has literally become so transactional that they're just like, okay, well, he does this for me, I'll fuck him.
What?
That's an interesting
Kevin
take.
Samuels is going on.
Yo, bro, I'm sitting here while he said that whole shit. I'm like, when do we become this podcast?
But to be fair, that is all over the internet.
That is.
But
that's
what's
popular,
not, bro.
It's only when you pay it's when you pay
the internet is real, and that's the problem.
No, see, I don't think the internet is 100% real, but I'm saying that's what's that's the thing now.
But that's, you know, that's
people
bro.
Say things that they think will get them attention and looks on the internet.
Yes.
Nobody actually Nobody actually believes the shit that they be putting on the internet unless you just on there bullshit. Hey, y'all, whatever. Fucking post. I don't care about what people think about what I got to post. I'm just going to write whatever on the internet. I don't care. Sometimes these people put on entire different acts on the internet than what is for real life.
I know that.
It's not sometimes. It's like all the time. Yeah, we know that. People do that all the time. You meet somebody, they might be mad talkative on the timeline. You get in their face. Oh, boy. In the quiet. In the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet.
There's keyboard warriors out there.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you... Don't do that. Don't. It's fucking...
I'm too shy.
For him to do that voice while he smells like a garbage truck.
That's the funniest thing.
Are we leaving all that in?
Like,
bro, every time he...
Like, every the time normal sweet John I know is replaced by this rancid nigga that hit the pickles under his tongue from SpongeBob Creature.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
There's no pickles in my sandwich.
And you smell like you sound, Michael. Like, 100%, bro.
Are we... So we keeping all that?
Like, the fact that you didn't let this nigga shout, I guess, is a punishment for us. Because you're over there, bro. You didn't get to smell this nigga, bro.
I didn't even tell him. I was chilling. I turned on the TV.
He was chilling. Yeah. You walked in and disturbed his peace. That's what happened. Tell the whole truth. No. Joe Lowe, Steve.
Oh, my you. God.
No. Fair. I was chilling watching TV. He could have been taking a shower.
Yo, what y'all? What do you mean?
Don't do that.
Where did you watch TV at?
In the room.
In his room.
That was the only spot with the HBO.
All I'm saying is he was working out. He was probably going to take an hour and a half shower like he normally does. Oh, and you come, didn't even buzz his apartment thing. Just walk up the stairs, banging on the door like you do, as an Aries, like you talked about last week. And said, open up, I'm here now. No warning. Forgot you had a phone.
I did.
To be fair, he didn't bang on the door. He did text me when he was at the door.
Yeah.
Ooh. And this is why. This is why, as a Libra, you know, I was late as fuck, but also I had to mention this shit because this nigga is crazy. Because how you gonna be, you know, you gotta give people, you know, advance notice.
Late. Yeah, you literally were an hour late.
Yo.
You were an hour late from when you said you were going to go.
You said you were 10 minutes away and 30 minutes went by.
But he really tried to drop it on me. He's like, this is why I show up late.
Well, because the blame is easy to put on you. It's an hour and a half early.
You were.
All right, but here's the thing. Yeah. So, it's my grandmother's birthday tomorrow, so we went to this brunch.
I thought it was today.
No. It's tomorrow, but since we work and shit.
In that case, happy birthday.
Yeah. Exactly. It will be out, yet. So, we go to the. Excuse me. When we go to the brunch, the brunch is over. I'm like, oh, it's like 2 o'clock. So I'm like, well, the Yankee game's happening, and it's late, so people are going to leave. I'm going to bump into traffic. I'm on 170. Mm-hmm. And so I got to pass by Yankee Stadium. So I go, not a single lick of traffic. I'm moving. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I got to find parking anyway. Go look for parking. Boom, right there on the block. I'm like, what's going on? So I'm like, let me go walk to a juice bar, get some nice little papaya milkshake. Mm-hmm. I go, get it. Quickest milkshake I've ever seen being made. And then now we're here, and I'm like, yo, it's dumb early. It's still, it was like 3 or 2 something. I'm like, oh, nah.
I was literally playing For Honor when you texted us.
I was in my fucking drawers, nigga. I just came from off the road.
We got a notification. You know, we got the bat call. I guess that's the best way to put it, you know. When it's time to come pod, you know, he's put the bat call out. Put the bat symbol out. So the bat symbol came out about an hour and 30 minutes before anyone expected.
It was 3:40.
It was 3:40.
When he got me at 5:30.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, it's like an hour and
40 minutes, actually. That's an hour and 40 minutes.
That's pretty early. And there's a nice little sweet spot around after sunset where you could get a nice podcast in with no background noise. And you know, New York City bullshit going on. Because if you do it a little bit too early before the sundown, or if you do it a little bit too late when it's night out, you know, you might get a lot of noise in the background like you're getting now.
I love it, to be honest.
Apparently everyone else does too.
People love it, you know. Honestly, I love it.
We on the fucking block.
I'm also surprised you said there's a sweet spot. There's definitely no sweet spot
ever.
We've hit a couple of sweet spots when we recorded with a couple of pops.
No, we got lucky. Those aren't sweet spots. Yeah. We do that time consistently, occasionally.
A month ago when we were recording, Fireworks City outside.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But at the same time, remember Juneteenth episode. Well, it was Juneteenth, and we recorded an episode on Juneteenth. It wasn't.
Yes, and then fireworks continued for a month later.
Yo, I just wanna.
It was the first time it was actually a national holiday.
Yeah, it was.
The first time it was actually
Juneteenth. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I'm just surprised at how great my deflecting is.
Yeah,
we're in a conversation.
I know. I didn't forget. You didn't say what your love language was. I didn't let go of that.
Bro, we not.
We jumped away from it.
We're not doing
right. I like the point that Kenny brought up that there are, especially because of the internet, a lot of people hold this standard to have their love languages met, but not to show.
That's not what the fuck.
Not at all.
Absolutely.
No. No. For men.
Yes. But okay. So I didn't put genders behind what I just said. Women expect their love languages to be met without meeting that love language of men, and how men just don't care for it anymore because it's never met.
You know what?
Since that second part was more what he said. The first part.
Yes, but I was. Yeah.
Since we're still pretty early, we're still pretty early into the shit. So I'm gonna take this opportunity.
The pod?
Yes,
we are still 40 minutes in.
It whatever.
Early enough.
Yeah, early enough, so we're going to wrap this up so that we can actually talk about other things.
So yeah, Manny, what's your love language?
No. Fuck everybody's love language.
What's your love language? We have your love segment that we do every week.
Oh my God, my love language is...
Don't entertain it. Let's go to the next
one.
I'll give you one.
One of my love languages is physical touch. I'm not gonna mention.
Bro, you're musty. Don't do that.
Get the fuck off of me.
Good shirt.
Get the fuck off of me.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck off of me. Okay, so.
Now, how many do you have? Right, pause.
Well, honestly, everybody has all of them, but I don't know why. Like,
I think
people
it's
are,
which you prefer
why,
the most.
Why do people? Why do people like?
No, because I don't like somebody getting
constrict themselves to just
some,
two. Because
some people,
you know,
actually don't like being touched. That
way. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, but that
literally.
Would be,
and some people do like spending their alone time.
Yeah.
And
some people don't need to be told every second how much they mean.
We just
and you know what? You know what?
We each brought up
just.
5,000
cuts.
Just so I can.
No.
I'm a, you know what? I'm gonna et tu brute myself. Because you know, I'm not necessarily someone who really. I'm not the most. I would say the least compatible love language with me would be gift giving or gift receiving. Because I really, I just don't give a fuck.
Hold on.
Et tu, LaFontaine.
Are you done? You don't know what
to do? No. I really wanted to end this shit a lot faster. I don't know what happened. I wanted to dead this shit.
Just
quick.
So John will leave me alone.
Oh, man.
I like physical touch. Mm-hmm. I like giving gifts. Active service. I just learned what that was today, so I can't say that's my shit. Quality time. I'm good with or without you. Like, if I'm with you, I'm happy. But I also get to myself. I'll be like, I like being by myself. And words of affirmation, I'm not really much of a talker unless I'm telling jokes or like we just goofing around.
No, but that's affirmations. Like, all right, you post all your what you do now at work,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not gonna say what it is, but if she's like commenting on your stories, like, yo, you gonna kill this, you gonna be the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's words of affirmation. It's not just
the thing is, a lot of these I can live with or without. Like, I have emotions, but like I'm kind of one of those niggas like. I'm chilling most of the time. I'm what they consider a nonchalant nigga, and me and my girl have talked about it, like, it kind of pisses her off. But it's like, me, for myself, I'm never going to get to a point where I love someone so much that if they leave, I'm going to be broken. So, like, I like you.
Awesome.
And you not annoying me, so I like being with you. At the same time, I'm never going to be obsessed with my girl, and I told her this.
It's cool.
I'm never going to be obsessed.
The more you talk, the more I know. I'm, like, sitting here, I'm like, I'm a simp.
You don't. But the thing is like I can show
it took,
you I love
it took
the,
a
I like
episode.
Buying gifts for my girl. I'm not gonna lie.
It took more than
I got
episode.
Right,
yeah.
So
episode
touch too, you know, but the rest with or without.
I don't have to be all the time, but okay, yeah, that's cool.
Did we all go over it?
You went over yours.
Kenny has. He went
over his. I'll say mine. I think it's just quality time. I think I'm not
100% sure. Quality time with some bar of soap, nigga.
That, but that is quality time.
Don't touch me. Physical touch with your soap.
This nigga is cooking you.
Yeah, he has. So, I'm
sure. There's some shit that I wanted to bring up to really round this shit off.
Can't even get
one
the
one of
go.
The things.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I still haven't even said mine, to be honest.
Yeah, right, no, let's skip it, nigga. Let's
honestly, if you want to know Manny's, hit him up. If you want to know Manny's, hit him up. I just wanted to bring up about love languages, the fact that we have a problem, and it's just, you know, the typical social media problem. Of people, you know, specifically when it comes to love languages, you got people who they're not thinking about it from their own perspective or from your perspective. So
now,
all right,
the ball's rolling, bro.
The ball going like this. No.
Hold your thought, Levante. We haven't finished going around the room.
No, yo, no, 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 what type of shit is
John this? John is a Karen, bro.
So, Kenny.
Interrupting the flow of the podcast.
All right, so we're past.
No, we're not past it.
Yes, we are.
It's over.
It's over. There's a fucking host it's of the over. Show. Honestly, you can't do that.
If you want to talk affirmations, go to the shower and do it. Yo, we're doing a podcast.
Fucking.
While you wash your ass.
Here's what I got to say in response to that.
Go record your new podcast, The Last Bar of Soap. Get your ass.
The last stench. The last stench.
You're all dodging the question.
And it's you're dodging the shower.
Which one is worse?
The question.
What is happening?
You guys. It's like someone's shooting you and y'all just weaving bullets like this is
you're
the
weaving
Matrix.
Water,
I'm not
thinking. We're gonna go.
We can dodge in water.
Remember Chicken Little when he's playing dodgeball?
And I say to that, Kenny.
Oh, I love Chicken Little.
Kenny, what is your?
Nigga, you ain't hear me. I said I can't breathe.
Kenny just answered.
Was this all recorded?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Kenny, what is your love language?
What
are your love languages?
I've never felt love. I don't know. The fuck out of here.
That's a good answer. Next. So now he's next.
No, we're diving deep into that.
It is a good answer.
This is not
therapy.
It's not WBLS, bro. Like, can you just, like, bro, we have topics. You just have to work tomorrow.
And you will get to work tomorrow.
I want to work tomorrow.
Yeah, bro, come on. This is.
So
why do you feel like you never felt love, Kenny?
Yo, bro, it's
we don't need what we don't we don't need
like,
this.
Like, what are you trying
bro,
to get
John
into?
John, he's 30 is the worst thing on there, bro. He just doesn't stop.
This nigga's just what? Offending all my senses.
Oh, I want you.
He's
got all the senses.
Oh. Fuck out of here, my nigga. Let
bro.
Me.
Yo, bro,
just leave it.
Even your
back.
Tears stink, my nigga. Yo, why are you doing
that? It was supposed to be a fucking soundbite in the new one. This nigga is
Kenny, why haven't you fell in love with me, buddy?
Bitch, if you don't shut up, let's go on to the next topic.
No, we're not dodging it. We're not dodging it.
No. That's crazy. I got
time constraints. Let's go to the topic.
Here's why we're not dodging this. Kenny.
Damn, my nigga. I'ma duff you, bro. I'ma knock you out in your living room. Anyway, we just gonna finish the podcast without you.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. We would probably have a lot more respect than answer your questions if you didn't smell like pickle turds, bro.
I think you'd find something else to use against me.
No, I hear you. But you stink.
Yeah, you're
Yo, stop touching me! Stop touching me, please!
You answered. Oh my god. He didn't answer.
I don't think this episode could go up, bro.
This is fucking
This is the funniest thing.
It's just terrible.
This is terrible.
Yo, can we just go to the topic show so they actually can listen to
it? The baby wants to know why Kenny feels that he's never felt love.
Yo. The baby don't know who Kenny is.
You're right. So now John, the baby, is asking.
John.
Kenny. I mean, he got me fucked up. Manny, you're the host.
Yes, I am.
You take control, please.
All right.
Please.
Sorry.
Please.
All right. By the way.
Chocolate, bro. Host the show.
My, My affirm. What is it? My
love language.
Love languages.
He's the host. He's answering.
Like Levante said, if you want to know, you got to hit me up and ask.
Yes, sir. There you all go. Right. He answered your question.
Now, the fellas, let's get into the fucking real shit. What the people want to hear.
That was just the Patreon shit.
Yeah, no, guys. No, this was the actual shit. That's a
I'm bee's pretty name. Sure that the people that listen to your podcast want to know what your love language is.
And they can hit them up in the DMs if they want to really find out. So let's go to the topics.
There you go. Now, a lot of people been going to space. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk.
Rich people.
Richard Branson. Yeah. Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon, aliens are going to find out what we're doing.
Especially because little Uzi's buying their planets and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine you fucking go home and it's not your home no more, little Uzi. Little
Uzi hurt. Well, it's not like he evicted them. He just bought it.
Little Uzi definitely is evicting everybody from that planet, bro.
I promise you.
No, he's not, bro. Nigga, you remember that old video?
He's gonna dance in the crib.
Do you remember that old video of the fucking alien busting in a room, dancing to fucking. It'll not matter.
That's why he bought. That's the plan that he bought.
That's it. Yeah,
he bought it just so you can use it as the album art. He's really a goat for that.
I promise, if a human pulled up to another planet and saw a bunch of aliens and told them, "I bought this," they're gonna look at him, not knowing what he said.
Yeah, of course.
And think it's hilarious.
I think the funniest response to him buying it. Was one of the comments was like, who sold it to him?
Yeah, word.
That's really a good question.
Yeah, and you know what? Lil Uzi's the type that would destroy worldwide secrets. Buying planets on one of them.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
And you know what's funny about that? It's like the time that dude sold the Empire State Building and the Brooklyn Bridge.
It was the Brooklyn Bridge.
Happened. Both of those events happened.
Yeah.
Somebody who didn't own the Empire State Building and someone who didn't own the Brooklyn Bridge sold it off to people.
That's what the
one saying, of the greatest scammers.
The saying, I got a bridge. To sell you. Yeah. That's because of him. Because he kept selling people bridges and saying, like, yo, if you buy it from me, you could put a toll up here and you could charge people to go through the bridge.
Oh.
And then when people would buy it and do that, the police were like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you charging people to get on this bridge? Now look at us. Using Easy Pass to go over a bridge.
Easy Pass is lit.
It's easy.
You say that.
Until you have one. I just got charged $45 yesterday.
Where were you going?
What kind of toll was you going over?
I think I went to Brooklyn.
First of all, make it sound like it's not that expensive.
This nigga was going over the bridge.
Toll was actually expensive.
As someone who doesn't have Easy Pass and goes to Queens maybe twice a week, I pay $150.
Yeah.
Weekly,
bro, you don't have to go to Queens that many times. Bro.
You're stupid.
First of all, maybe twice a week, not guaranteed.
The 59th Street Bridge exists, and you stupid.
Yes,
Never mind, because she might listen to this. And you know what? So I went to Queens this weekend, and I picked up. So I was a security guard for this party, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was allegedly a security. This is all, like, fictional.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
This all never happened.
Okay.
So, this was all a dream that I was having. So I'm going to tell you all this dream I was having. So in this dream, one of my coworkers was like, yo, Manny, if you want, make a little extra money on the side, you could come with me, be security for this party. I look at him, I look at me, I'm like, I don't feel like I'm menacing enough to be a security guard. Like, I'm just like a regular built dude. Like, nobody's gonna look at me and be like, oh, this is the guy. Like,
some security guards this are just security. Regular built dudes.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but a lot of them are like ex-cops and shit like that.
So it's just a nigga in a t-shirt to say security, bro.
Yeah, well, that's what I was on Friday. So I go,
hypothetically.
Yeah, so, no, this is the dream.
Right.
So he tells me, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing anything tonight anyway. Fuck it. I'll go. Mm-hmm. So I go, pull up. I get there, and then they're like, yo, so just so you know, there's going to be about 200 people pulling up. If they want to smoke or anything, they can go in the backyard. And so I go inside. Yo, this is a big-ass fucking venue. I had no idea it was going to be this big. But it was not 200 people big. Oh. While there was that many people, it was like mad spread out and spaced out. So he told us that we had to like take their tickets, and then he was like, "Yo, and there's also gonna be female performers coming." And I'm like, "Oh, you guys got artists?" And I'm like, "No, no, no, got dancers, not strippers. I'm like, oh, very interesting. So then they all pull up, saying hello. They're looking at me, you know. I got a haircut on Friday, too. So they looked at me, and you know, dream. Fresh cut.
And your dream.
Huh?
And your dream.
Yeah, yeah, in my dream. Yeah, this was obviously. Yeah, yeah. So they all go in. And then now they put me in the back because the back was a big-ass backyard. But it was like, could also be a venue. Like, there was a stage.
Okay.
It was like bottle service areas. It was wild. So I'm standing there hanging out. And then these dudes come up to me. They're like, yo, you're security? I'm like, yeah. They're like, yo, we're going to get you. We're going to buy bottles. You're going to come drink it with us. You're going to smoke a hookah. I'm like, but like, if I get fucked up, how am I going to be security?
I can't secure nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, nah, don't worry about it. So then one of the dudes comes out, one of the other security dudes, pulls me aside. He's like, yo, man, go inside real quick. So I go inside. Bro, it was like 15... butt naked ass strippers just wild, and I'm like, oh my god, wow. This is a wild dream.
Yeah.
So they're all going crazy and stuff like that, and then like after the party's like dying down, right before it's about to end, bro, it's just a bunch of like naked strippers just casually having conversation now. Like, it's just like people standing around, and they're just standing around too with a little bottle of water in their hand drinking. I'm like, that is the most awkward conversation, because it's an all white party. So just imagine you're having a conversation with people and one person's butt ass naked. Like, wow. So I'm going to, I had to go like downstairs. So I'm going down the stairs, and then at the top of the stairs, there's like, they're all sitting there butt naked counting their money on the floor. I'm like, oh, excuse me, I just need to get down real quick. She's like, oh no, just go right around me. So like, now I gotta like throw one leg behind her and then throw the other. So I'm like, oh god, this is gonna suck. So I try to do it, and I kicked one of the strippers right on the titty. And I was like, oh my god. I switched your music to titty.
Oh,
I was like, I felt so bad. I was like, my bare shoe touched your titty. And
she said? And then you woke up on the dinner.
No, she started laughing, smiling.
Okay.
But the main takeaway from that event was, so the night was over in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
My dream was wrapping up. I'm standing outside waiting for my coworker so I could dap him up, say bye.
And wake up.
And yeah, right before I wake up. And so one of them, like this group of girls comes out. And yo, there was like, for every one guy, there was probably six women. Like, it was a wild, it was.
Sounds like a lovely
paradise.
No, yeah, but in this dream, like, it was kind of fucked up because all of the guys were like to themselves. So at one point I was outside and it was dead ass, like 20 different groups of women.
Mm-hmm.
All sitting to themselves, fucking bored on their phones. And just, there was a group of like 10 guys in the middle, mm-hmm. like that had the bottle service and the hookah. And they were all just to themselves in the middle. And it was literally, they were surrounded by different groups of women. And I was like, wow, we have really changed to where like, maybe like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, before phones were what they were.
Yeah.
Like, people would talk to other people.
Uh-huh.
But it was dead ass just people, girl, a bunch of girls bored on their phone and a bunch of guys just talking to each other. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's surprising. I didn't see anybody like hitting on anybody until after people got drunk, and then now it turned into
liquid courage.
Yeah. It was pretty weird. But it was a hood party too, so I was surprised, you know, it took liquid courage to get there. But so when I was standing outside right before I woke up, this group of like four or five black, like they're like blackout drunk. Almost blackout drunk.
I thought you were going a different route.
No.
I'm gonna let him rap.
I was about to say, okay, we don't have to do this.
No. He emphasized
the
fuck out that black.
When he said black, said four or five black. Then I was like, okay, here we go.
I was like, well,
that's how unconscious they were, guys.
No. Because I was listening the whole time. When you said black, and I was like, okay, I'm definitely gonna listen now.
Nah, they were like super drunk though, drunk. Alright, so they walk up to me. Yo, they look at me, and then one girl goes, yo, I'm about to take him home. I'm like, so then I look up. I'm like,
I'm about to take him home.
I look up, I'm like, oh, excuse me? And now she's on me now. Uh-huh. So I look up, wraps her arm around me. She was like, yo, I'm going to walk you to your car. I'm like, you're going to walk me to my car? So you're going to take me home and walk me to my car? I'm like, what is going on? And then, so now she goes, yo, y'all wouldn't do them? And she's talking to her group of friends. And then one girl says yes.
Y'all wouldn't? So
that she would. She would me. The one after, she was like, nah, he's too light-skinned for me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? She was like, maybe if he was a little darker, he'd have a chance.
And these
like,
are entertainers, right?
No, these are just a regular group of women that was there. I'm like, what? Why am I being shamed and complimented right now by this group? Bro, it was a wild dream. So vivid.
This nigga wasn't even dreaming at that point. He was just lucid, bro. Like,
it's like, that nigga was in control at all.
That nigga was probably in the bed like this. What happened?
Is it Minority Report?
Motherfucking folks walked in his room and he doing crip signs. They're like, what's going on with Manny? He'd have been like this.
It's cold in his dream.
Fucking, bro. Fucking doing cocaine dead in this fucking bed.
So another one. So then the other woman, she looks at me and she goes, yo, he looks like an athlete. What are you, a quarterback or something? I'm like, yo, if I'm a quarterback, I'm getting washed. Like, look at me. I'm
short ass quarterback.
Yo, I'm like a smaller Russell Wilson. Just getting done. Bro, but yeah, so she said that. I'm like, oh, thanks for fucking calling me an athlete and thinking I'm the quarterback of a team at my big old age. Like, where would I play? So
the XFL.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. So then the last one goes, yeah, nah, she was right. He is too light-skinned. He's probably soft as fuck. I'm like, I mean, you're right. I am. But that don't mean you can just say it. You can't just say it to me.
Should have been like, I'm an Aries, though.
I should have, right? Mm-hmm. Bro. Yo, and then, like, so all of this is happening, and the lady still has her arm wrapped around me. And I'm like, yo, I need a way out. So I see one of my coworkers. I'm like, yo, what's that, bro? And I walked over to him, acting like he was calling.
You didn't want to smash the girl that...
She was not...
She was hit?
I wouldn't say that, because that's misogynist. Misogynistic.
What you mean?
She wasn't his dream girl, for sure.
Yeah, she wasn't.
But she was a girl in his dream.
Yeah.
You feel me? Oh. But now I just know. Now I know, like, you know, I know it's 50-50 on my chances of, you know, getting the girl of my dreams, you know?
I
now
that I'm going to say becoming a quarterback.
I could become a quarterback,
too.
I might. Giants. Giants.
Don't have me responsible for that.
I had a response for you, Levante, when you said, why don't I take the 59th bridge? Do you really want to know why?
Nigga, that was 30 minutes ago.
It was before he started the dream sequence.
Why, dream? John?
It's an extra hour of trip.
I'm not going to answer that. Because my answer is going to be not if you drive like X.
You know what's a very long trip? The aliens that get here.
Thank you.
So,
nigga, still ain't here.
The aliens come down.
They still ain't here.
The aliens come down. Mm-hmm. Who do you send to represent the world?
Nobody.
Yo. Wait, talking about. You didn't
Steve
say,
Buscemi.
When you first mentioned this, you didn't say represent. You said talk to.
Yeah.
That is a representative.
Young Thug.
I'm sending Lil Uzi. Ooh. He's sending Young Thug.
I'm sending nobody.
I'm sending Steve Buscemi.
I can tell you why I'm sending him, not just because that's my favorite person. He's a weirdo, and he, like, no one's first impression of Lil Uzi is, I hate this guy. Because he's just like, you don't really take him that serious, and you're just like, oh, he's cool. Like, he's always smiling.
Yeah, he's like, I see who you're saying.
He's literally always smiling, unless he gets mad. We've seen when he actually gets mad. But like,
like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you have to use a dead guy?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Did you have to use a guy that's dead?
I just like him. That was an actor. All right,
now y'all next. I'm good.
I'll break down my answer more. When I say nobody, I just don't mean. I mean specifically, I would not send one person. I would send. There's about 8 billion people in the world. 1 billion people.
To greet.
Yes.
They're going to take that as a threat and they're going to fucking walk.
Humans don't look that intimidating.
Now we have 2 million people dead.
He said billion.
We don't look that intimidating until it's a billion of us at their crib. Yeah. Like, yo.
But I'm saying Dwayne Johnson don't look intimidating.
Call it a day.
If a billion niggas pulled up to... If a billion kittens... Fabio
Foreign has 100,000 niggas. Imagine a billion.
No bitches. Just niggas.
A billion humans. But the reason I say that much, right?
We would die.
And the reason I would say, he said humans don't look intimidating. He hasn't seen intimidating humans, bro.
Yeah, like that one guy from Fuckboy Island.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, the muscles. So he does not look intimidating. He's muscles. Just built.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying? So the reason I'd send a billion is because there's too many different personality types within every single person. And for an alien to just interact with one person,
Dwayne Johnson.
So you're gonna send a billion. A billion. Okay. Is there nothing in your mind that's telling you maybe nothing. Your sample set is kind of fucking retarded?
Oh my god! I mean,
the reason.
You can't say that word, bro.
Well, the reason it's stupid.
It's 2021.
I'm sorry, everyone. Shrink it. That's too many people.
Yeah,
what's
no,
wrong with you?
You're right.
Why would you?
You're right. The
do
reason.
You,
the
do
reason,
you know? Do you know what people are gonna think when they see the amount of people that you're
bro,
trying to?
If I come.
Yes, what people would think? Now we're aliens that we know nothing about. Nothing about their culture. Nothing about their society. Nothing about their species. Their evolution.
I don't even like seeing more than five niggas outside of a
that's,
project.
Yes,
that
you, Kenny the human. Sorry, the drawer. You can I put my hand on your face? You, Kenny the human, think that. A alien who can access Earth has been to many different planets, who's seen larger species, larger civilizations, larger
you
cultures.
Don't know that,
possibly.
How do you know what
I don't. I don't know that.
The answer to that is not a billion people.
But it's, yeah, and this is not
too much.
You started it off with saying we don't know how the aliens feel or think.
Right.
I know for a fact that a billion is a large number. So if I'm entering a new place, me as a human, right? But just anyone, like really anything.
Any being.
Anything, bro. You see a billion of anything, it's overwhelming regardless.
Yeah.
You could be the friendliest person on Earth. A billion is very much overwhelming.
Hell yeah.
It's a lot.
Think about 10 people might be overwhelming
for
me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Think about one ant. Think about a billion.
Bro, I'm going to kill myself.
You're
saying you would send a billion people because you can't send one personality? Would you feel safe sending any of your family members in that billion? They might get ray gunned, my nigga.
Yeah, they definitely would not exist.
You can't send me.
Are you not sending me? I opt out.
No, that has a 1 in 7 chance for every single human.
Shit. Yeah.
Like, that's wild. That's too much.
Well, there's more girls than
that,
so we might be alright.
That's a great culling. And
the fuck is your problem?
To be fair, it would give them a better understanding of what humanity
or
is.
Or more practice
death?
Targets.
Or more
murder is murder.
All
of them is humanity.
Yeah.
Because listen, if you send one person, they meet one person.
Dwayne
that
Johnson.
One person. No, that one person now determines how they perceive.
The Rock Goddess for sure.
That one person now perceives, or that one person now determines how they may possibly perceive the entire species.
No,
the only way I can see this being positive is
that's
that
why
the aliens
the Rock.
That came down actually ate humans, and that they came down, he sent a billion, and I was just like, oh,
fucking fool!
Shit, we don't gotta come back for a while. Now.
They're gonna come back. They're gonna put two plates together and walk out.
Six bro. And now they don't gotta come back for water. It's the only way positive.
They got space aluminum foil.
Y'all got plastic bags? No, don't worry. I got it.
Well, they got a space key food bag.
We gotta charge them for the bag. In 2021, we gotta charge them for the bag.
You know, okay,
well, they're gonna be like,
now that we're at this point,
big ass
how much? 5 cents for a plastic bag?
Now that we're at this point, I saw something on TikTok that mentioned, some library that's not on Earth that is like, essentially, you knowing everything that happens in the universe. Right, and apparently aliens know about it, but it's some hala hala. And
what the fuck? Can you say that?
I get.
Go on.
7 years.
I'll continue.
But the way he said it, though.
And the point is, there's allegedly, there's a contract that you sign before you are born called the soul contract. And the immediate thought was, why the fuck would you sign a contract for this being? That came about before contracts were a thing in humanity.
You mean God? Talking about God?
Well, they didn't talk about God.
Okay.
Again, a being, because they talked about aliens. It was not a being, or not like a creator God. It was a species, yeah.
Like Thanos.
You signed a soul contract.
That's a plot to a movie called Prometheus.
Funny enough.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like, why do you apply? Like, people apply very humanoid characteristics to beings that we know absolutely nothing about. Other than that, if they actually visited us, they can do that shit multiple times.
Can I just say one thing? I don't want to be that guy, right? But the original question was, who would we send to...
And I said a billion.
So you said a billion.
You know what's funny?
He said a billion, and that was the gateway drug.
Yeah.
To a whole bunch of
things. To be funny, to be fair, I was about to say a million, and then I thought, I don't think a million's enough.
Hey, bro.
What?
Yeah. What's wrong? So I added an extra zero.
John has been anti-question the whole
That's not an extra zero.
It's more than extra. Yeah, it's a couple zero. It's three.
You sound like...
Well, four.
You sound like Levante drunk.
You sound like what people think Bernie Sanders talks like. A million's not enough.
We
need to take a
Levante Prometheus.
So the aliens, they have a contract. You have to honor
it. Exactly how his brain works when he's dirty.
What the fuck? But like, why would we even...
His ideas stink.
So why do the souls have to sign the contract?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah. He kind of went into detail about it on the TikTok, and I just thought it was stupid enough to sit through it.
Do we have another topic? We about to wrap this up.
I'm waiting for you to answer Levante so we can get on.
Answer what?
Who would you send to space? Who would you send to contact?
I said Steve Buscemi. He got it. He got it. That's
who is that?
Wait,
who is that?
He's the ugly dude from Boardwalk Empire.
He got it.
And he's also...
He's the guy that was looking for some fucking breakfast in... Big Daddy with fucking yes. with
that was him.
He plays
that was him.
Guy all the time.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Okay.
He just wanted some fucking breakfast.
Would you say you would send Manny?
Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock. Like
the Rock. Yeah.
The Rock got us. The Rock.
The Rock. Like he's kind. He's intimidating.
He really is
at the
kind,
same time.
Bro. He is kind.
And like, bro, I'd be watching his videos. Like, bro, on Sundays he'll be like, "Yo, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Why are you not in the gym? You piece of shit."
That's
I'm like,
funny.
"Wow, Dewey, thanks."
You know,
I look. I'm like, yo.
To
like,
be, you know, to be honest, Rock got it.
You do
the Rock.
Rock.
It's
game,
not Rock.
Rock came yeah. from
the Rock.
Rock,
the
rock bottom.
Oh my god.
Again, the reason I disagree with you guys is just this.
Oh,
John,
you are talking
J-Rock.
Too
yeah,
much.
So
there are too many personalities.
Bro, your spit smells like what Godzilla is made out of, bro.
Just seaweed. What?
Just radioactive dog.
Radioactive seaweed is what I imagine to Godzilla's smell.
Yo, that mic has to be disinfected.
That's his mic.
That's my mic.
Yeah. He has to deal with this.
We all run that shit through a car wash.
Just by itself?
Twice.
Just put it on a track.
Put it on a fucking.
Get the soap that rat was using in the video.
Put it on a fucking supermarket dolly and just roll it through.
He said a supermarket dolly.
Do you guys think aliens take showers?
They got something.
Yes.
Because I mean,
alien, there's no way a white person can be an alien.
You're right. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yo, bro. Yo.
Man, that's a good question.
Actually, you know, a lot of theories.
Might actually be aliens.
No.
Yeah,
no
there's way. A lot of theories like that. That Anunnaki, that's what they call them, were white. And that's why white humans are a thing. That's, you know, conspiracy theories.
I wasn't talking about what the fuck you was talking about. I was just saying white people themselves just might be. Aliens, because
they do pull up to random places that they
is that
don't
your dog
live in.
They don't
yo, how are we gonna close this shit out,
bro? We got one more topic.
Yeah,
what's the topic?
The baby shit.
We got
yo,
the baby.
Can
yeah,
we can
earlier.
Talk about? Can we hurry up with this motherfucker?
No, I want
you the reason why we started late.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Somebody's listening to this. And they're like, why? We
why?
Opened with love language and got to the aliens. What is going on?
And now we're going to the baby.
Yeah.
The craziest type of three-way. That's a K-turn you can't practice with.
Oh, my God.
What?
Inside joke.
Jesus.
But
I got it. I don't know if you've noticed, but the baby has been removed from the Last Stop podcast.
He's supposed to be right here.
Yeah, we had to let him
go.
We
replaced him with DeJour. Instead of DaBaby.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't have got DeJour.
We got DeJour.
Probably wouldn't have came with the way John smells.
Yeah, I would have showered if he was coming.
Wow.
Nah.
So you shower for him.
He needs you to shower with soap in it.
And DaBaby wouldn't like that. He wouldn't appreciate...
Treating him special?
No, he don't want you to smell good. What are you... Nah, he's a wild dude. I don't
like
know
the baby
him,
though. I think he just had an ignorant ass moment.
I think he's funny. I think he's
and
funny.
And every moment leading up to that was also ignorant.
Because every moment after that was also ignorant.
Yeah. Because I don't think before that day we could ever pinpoint a time where the baby was like just problematic.
But you know what?
No,
no, no. He was definitely hurting people.
Yeah.
But in terms of like offending a group of people, he didn't never know.
But here's the problem. Not us, but the society puts importance on what celebrities say.
That is true.
Until they go, yo, are y'all not going to say like who to vote for president-wise? And then people get mad if they don't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Because people see celebrities as servants of the people.
Yeah, but you shouldn't expect a higher level of intellect.
You shouldn't.
Just because
someone's in a higher standard. And, are you good, bro?
I'm just thinking, because John's dogs are barking. And I'm like, his room is probably closed, and they're forced to smell the room.
Nah, the windows are open.
Okay. Dear God.
Where was that? I don't even know.
The baby being a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, he's the nigga stupid. The nigga stupid. He had a fucking bad moment. Yeah, a couple bad moments. A lot of bad moments.
I just don't care. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But Miley Cyrus and a bunch of other people in the LGBT community said, "Hey, fam, let's educate this dumb nigga." So fuck it. Let him.
It's better than a bunch of white people canceling him. Like Elton John pulling up out of nowhere.
Part of getting better and becoming a better person is education.
And understanding.
The
only reason why.
And in order to understand, we must be educated.
Yeah.
But.
Here comes fucking Elton John.
The only reason why I think they just took it out of hand is because I never had, high expectations from a lot of these rappers. Like, I know these rappers make music, but in terms of like. Educational wise, and they're thinking.
Just being a person,
I don't have a high expectation for them, so I'm just like, that's some shit I would expect the baby to say.
Yeah.
I mean, do I think he meant it to harm the LGBT community? No, because, and a lot of people forgot this, he actually made a song with Lil Nas X, Panini. Shit was fire.
Very good.
So I don't actually think he has a problem.
Well, we can't give him that excuse, mostly because if a white person says something fucked up, and then you go, but he has black friends.
Well, no. I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying, like,
I don't
throughout his history, I don't think he's ever really given us an instance where, like, maybe he doesn't like gay people or anyone in that community. I just think that he said an ignorant-ass comment. Yeah. Because as a rapper, like, I'm sorry to put him in that box. I never had high expectations. Yeah.
But also, everything he said wasn't all pertaining to one thing.
Yeah, it wasn't.
If you weren't in the parking lot sucking dick,
wasn't in the parking lot sucking your homeboy dick, put your hand in the air.
And
I was sitting there like, well, why you get so specific?
Yeah. But we also have to mention,
like, who'd you see?
He said, if you're a nigga and you weren't doing that. He was talking to guys. But let's keep
going. I'm thinking he's saying that because their entrance is also in the parking lot. Maybe he was beefing with somebody, throwing a sub at somebody. Ooh, like that.
He could have meant it another way.
That's what I'm saying. I took everything because also, like, last week it went viral that Florida is like the number one AIDS fucking capital in the U.S., something like that. So I was like, oh, he said that because that's like a thing now. Like, it's a problem.
I don't think that's why.
Well, listen, just thinking literally, this is what I thought, right? He said that specifically to guys. But in general, you know, he shouldn't have said it in general. You shouldn't be sucking dick in the parking lot.
You really should not.
Whether you a boy or a girl. You shouldn't be sucking dick in the parking lot in a public place.
Let's clear this
up. You shouldn't, though.
Before a festival.
Not before. Yo, in life.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it?
No. You should not be sucking dick in a parking lot ever. Before a festival.
Dirty.
And outside.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That just shouldn't happen at all.
Sit in the car. Sit your ass in the car.
So, yeah. Yeah. So maybe it opened a new door, because I didn't think, because in New York, we say, bro, you dead sucking dick. Like, so he could have meant it like that.
I don't think that's what
he meant. But no, I thought it was literal. Like, he saw someone doing it. Yeah. I'm just like,
I'm pretty sure he meant literally.
Yeah, I thought he was meant literally too. But Manny could also be right too. And if you and then you're not sucking dick. Well, no, he probably meant that shit.
But that's what I'm saying. And like, think about how many people are going to make some noise, because most people aren't in the parking lot.
Yo, bro, it's okay. You could have just been like, yo, put your hands in the air.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think everything was stupid about it.
Yeah.
Everything he said was stupid.
He was trying to get
it. And also, it's just like, but, like, people just drag shit, too.
They do.
Like, bro, why are you... like, you're going out of your way to talk about it now. Like, it's not even, like, in front of you. Nobody's asking you.
Yeah, but when it, for the most part, the people whose opinions we do care to hear about this shit, other than ours, because I don't care to talk about this shit, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like an asshole for saying all of that and then going.
Yeah, bro, I don't really give a shit. But, yeah, they mainly said it, like, as it was relevant. And while people were reacting to it, he then came out and said, hey, I wasn't talking about my gay fans. I was just talking about, you know, the dirty gay niggas, my gay fans. My
which
gay
is
fans.
Crazy.
Yeah, he said, yeah, my gay fans, you got to wine them and dine them, take them out to a 5-star restaurant, 5-star hotel for you get the ass. I'm sitting there like,
well, that's a joke. It's funny.
Yeah,
that's
him trying to play it off. But it's him not acknowledging there was some ignorance. And
we also must mention his PR person is probably the worst at their job. Or, because if you're PR for someone, you don't, bro, but you don't. First of all, most PR people for these stars, and I'm telling you, most PR people take these niggas' phones. They don't let them post shit. Like I'm not going NDA, but the PR person don't be letting them have their social media. Yeah, like most of them don't even have the password to their social media.
Yeah, like even I remember Drake was on the stream with what's that guy on Fortnite? Ninja?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, Ninja was like, yo, could you tweet out the link? Because a lot of people are going to be on Twitter and they're going to see and they can go on it. He was like, yeah. And then he was like, I don't even have Twitter on my phone. So I'll just get my assistant and he has it. Yeah. Like, the fact that you, like, most of the time they don't give a fuck. Like, social media isn't real when, you know, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Bro, remember when, you know Julian Newman?
No.
The basketball nigga?
The little basketball nigga that was dribbling shit.
Yeah,
bro.
His little sister one time, right, went up to LaMelo Ball when he was still in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And said, can you follow me on Instagram? And he legit told her, it's on camera too, they had a TV show. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, I don't control my social media.
Mm-hmm.
He don't even have his own Instagram on his phone, bro.
Yeah,
bro. After these people do not, their PR person is supposed to make sure they don't do dumb shit like the baby did. Yeah, that's what happens when the nigga takes the phone back from the PR person.
And Jamal Murray.
We're
not gonna talk about that.
You low-key blessed the fan with that one though.
Fuck, was you?
What?
Huh? which one we talking about? Nah.
I think we're talking about the same person, right?
He ain't blessed nobody.
So Donda.
I don't care who I piss off. That shit is probably gonna be trash.
Have you listened to any?
I haven't heard any.
I listened to the pre-league.
You didn't like it?
Wait, when did you listen to it? Did you listen to it, the one that just passed, or the first one?
The one that just passed.
You know, funny enough,
where you listen?
I listened to that girl I showed you earlier. She went to the shit in the Atlanta stadium. So I heard a few of it through her.
You should have listened to it.
You show me no girl, by the way.
You could listen to it.
Right, I'll show you.
Apple
girl,
Music streamed the whole thing. John, did you listen? No.
No, not yet. But I was going to say, funny enough, we went from one controversial celebrity to another.
Well, I'm just glad that we're off of DaBaby. And I want to talk about the album that's not out yet. Yeah.
The Yeezy.
Did you listen to Levante?
No.
All right. So I do find it interesting, though, that the internet flipped on Kanye. Like, they completely went from hating him.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he's setting up the election. He a bitch. He's hanging out with Trump. He's terrible. And then all in the matter, it hasn't even been a year. This happened in November that people were still hating Kanye. August, July. We were in July.
Mm-hmm.
And people were talking about how this album, they've been waiting for this album.
Yeah.
They can't wait for this album to come out. But I feel like he released two albums since... fucking
shits with ass. Exactly. Ass and ass cheeks.
So what has changed publicly?
He got more publicity on this one, and positively too.
The threat of a Trump presidency isn't like really a thing right now. So Kanye supporting Trump isn't a thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So niggas are like, oh yeah, safety. Oh, we got Ye back. And the way he's like trying to frame it is like, I'm back in my right mind. And shit, like, he threw on the Yeezus. He's throwing on Yeezus era mask, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, it's... like, he's trying to force a feeling that's not there no more. You're not Ye no more. You're Kanye that goes to church, and has a choir, and doesn't curse anymore.
He does. He curses all over this album. I mean, it's pretty hilarious.
I was high as hell. I don't remember. Yeah, like horrible. I remember the points that I remember on that album were nothing that had to do with Kanye West.
I do like that song, Jesus Lord, with the it's the locks the day of the verses. Like that they flew out to Atlanta because Kanye flew them out after they won. And they recorded their verses that day, like the day after.
Okay.
So it's all three of the members of the Lox, and then Jay Electronica doing his Jay Electronica. I'm going to talk about Muhammad. I'm going to talk about a Rothschild. And we're going to get to some business on this album.
Married to a Rothschild.
At the end of the day, when it comes to Kanye's music in like the better part of the 2010s, I really just don't care anymore. It comes down to like the people that were in the room and how much I care about, you know, the aura of how much, you know, greatness was in the room when a song was being created or anything. It's not really the music anymore with me.
But that's the thing. So Kanye. This album, so, I feel like that attacks all your points. Because
it's not gonna, it's
the
not
album
gonna,
is nothing but feature. Like, every single song is feature heavy. There's like at least 20 features on this album. And it's 20-something songs. It's 24 songs. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna listen to this song because it's the Baby and the Weeknd on a song together. When would I have gotten this ever? Like, it doesn't that make
it'll probably sound.
He's the new DJ. Regular. He's doing he has a DJ Khaled approach to this album. But DJ Khaled, he's a better than DJ Khaled because he can make a sound. While DJ Khaled goes for vibes that he already likes, and then tries to like one of the memes was DJ Khaled would get her and the Migos on a Brooklyn beat and have Bryson Tiller sing the hook, some shit like that. And I was like, yeah, DJ Khaled does some weird shit like that all the time. So I don't know, I feel like he's making a cooler version of a Khaled album,
you know. I don't know, I'm just
I just can't
I'm
just,
bored I'm bored by all this shit these days. Ooh, does he have on this album?
If you go and say, oh yeah, slavery was a choice, I support Trump, we taking back the, we changing the MAGA hat meaning.
He was on a run of wild.
Yeah, he was just bugging.
Yeah.
You can't do all that shit and also be like, yeah, I'm doing this for us, for black people. How are you doing any of this for black people? And then come back and drop all. Oh yeah, and then he was like, "Yeah, I'm running for president." Yeah,
it really does. It really doesn't take much.
The birthday party.
Yeah,
it really doesn't take much to see into the marketing of all of that. So like, I'm not really interested because all of that is just marketing anyway.
And
he knows what he's selling, and that's why it's Kanye.
That's why I'm not fucking with it, bro.
He's been doing it, and that's why I'm not listening to it, because at this point I don't give a fuck to even listen.
No,
because it doesn't appeal to me, it doesn't matter to me.
I'll tell you exactly.
And at this point, when it comes down to the music, it's just about the people that were in the room. And really, I'm 24. I'm not fucking old, but when I listen to music, this is what has been the music. It's been, you know, it's either been the quality or it's really been the people in the room. And at this point, I don't care when it comes to Kanye, because he's doing old shit. And it's not authentic anymore, and he's got to sell this music. He's got to do what he's got to do. I don't care anymore. I'm not listening to it.
I'll tell you exactly when I realized that Kanye was just redoing. Like, he was just trying to, like, grasp that shit to see what worked. Fucking Good Fridays 2. Mm-hmm. You remember Good Fridays 2, motherfucking. The Good Fridays 2, and it was also the fucking the Tell Your Friends remix that dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking No More Parties. And it was Wolves, and something else dropped. Anyways, I was like, yeah, this shit, oh, he just called it this to get niggas hype.
Yeah.
And an album's gonna come out, and an album came out. And first of all, Good Fridays, the original Good Fridays was like mad long. He put out 3 fucking songs, was like, yeah, there y'all go.
Yeah.
Songs that are part of the life of Pablo.
Yeah, and he also had Kim Kardashian on fucking Instagram and Twitter talking about, oh yeah, there's more where that came from. Where the fuck is it? It's the album. It's the album.
Well, you gotta take it from the guy who's like, you know, just think about how many ideas that he had. Like, fucking Good Ass Job was gonna happen, but it doesn't happen. Like, he's one of those people, he just doesn't happen because he
just doesn't do it. Kanye has to pull that Def Jam to get these albums to drop. Yeah. You think Kanye couldn't get good ass job to drop, bro? In 2010, before it was called My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
No, I don't think
he definitely had the
pull. I think because what I heard was when he did Dark Twisted Beautiful Fantasy, is that he went into the label, had an album listening party for it, for the label exclusively, and it was just 10 songs, and each song was 10 minutes long. And then it was like the first 10 songs that are actually on the album. So just imagine a fucking 100-minute long album.
Me in 2010 would have loved that shit. Personally, because that's when Ye was wild. He was doing his thing at that point. Like
10
he was doing his thing at that point. And Runaway came out, and niggas were hype as shit, shit for
Runaway. That was one of them. Yeah.
So we can't even say nothing. We can't really say nothing. Because we all love Runaway. And how much it fucking has peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
So, at that point, yeah. Now, I don't want to hear a 7-track from Ye. Okay. I don't want to hear a 10-track from Ye.
It's going to be 24 now.
I don't want to hear a 24-track from Ye. Get the fuck out of here. Unless he comes out and apologizes and owns up to the shit that he did before, instead of just tossing it to the side like it don't fucking matter.
You notice he hasn't said anything.
Exactly. That's my issue.
So let me
ask
you this. Would you sit there, read the apology, and then be like, this is genuine? Or would you
That's the thing. I'm not reading an apology, my nigga. I'm not reading an apology. I need you to say, in your own words, yeah, I fucked up. Well, I made mistakes. I did this, this, and that.
That's not going to make me come back to the music.
I also think that
the music has to get better also for me to come back to the music.
Let's look at the age of who we're talking about. Let's be realistic. I'm being realistic when I say that I am a fan of other people who are making music at this point. I don't have, time to really wait for Kanye West. Yeah. To make a musical drop that's gonna fucking destroy the streets, and it's time to move on
personally,
completely.
Yeah. Personally, I feel like we've evolved past the need for Kanye West.
Well, I think society should
in a rapper sense.
People are just horny for music. Nothing's really dropped since Tyler.
Well, but that's very specifically because of the past year that we just had, and a lot of music did drop recently. But
not in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah,
like,
but what dropped then?
Vince Staples? Vince,
but that's not a big... Vince well, isn't a big artist. Isaiah Rashad isn't
now.
A big... He's not... I wouldn't call him... He's not selling...
The way that he just put this album out and it's more palatable, it has melodies and shit, it's the same material as the old shit.
Yeah, but...
It's just that he's like... Giving it to a more different palatable sound. And people are like, oh my god, he's so much more vulnerable now. No, he's the same fucking types of songs that's been on the albums, but now it's getting out to more people.
But no,
because it's
like Levante's probably not. Are you listening to Vince Staples?
He hasn't listened to any fucking music in 5 months, and that's not on anybody else but him.
But I'm saying the general.
But the thing is, I don't care because we're in a I don't care. You know what is the whole thing about being up on music? It doesn't matter.
It's not about being up on music. I'm not. When I tell you to listen to some shit, that's not because I'm like, yo, bro, it's the hottest new shit. When have our group of friends ever been like, oh, yeah, this is the hottest new shit. We got to be up on it. Niggas is like, it's kind of like niggas take, our taste way too seriously, and we think we're curators for everything, and we suggest only the shit that we feel like niggas will really fuck with.
Well, so pretty much by your words, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but if I'm...
It doesn't matter. I'm pretty much just over music.
It's the consumption of art.
So what do you do?
Consumption of art is a part of...
What do I do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Okay.
I'm saying I put music on to different settings. So would you rather go you know what? I'm gonna take this walk from your house to John's house. Do you know music to walk?
I could music the walk. I could podcast the walk, but I don't really listen to podcasts too often. You could do whatever. You could.
I don't know. I'm also over music in a sense too, because I'm like
the thing.
I've heard it all. I feel like I've heard everything.
It's not necessarily about being over music. It's about there's no obligation for you to listen to some shit. There's no obligation for you to really check out any media. You know, like, there's no obligation.
Yeah, there's no obligation, but the way that we evolve as people is to observe and take in and decipher and pick apart, like, art. Music is art, bro.
And think about the ways I'm doing that every day that don't involve music.
So what? If you watch TV or movies,
think about all the things you do every day that are meaningful that don't involve a screen or a sound or anything coming from a device. And this is also not necessarily the point I'm making. I'm just also saying but at the same time, it is another point. You know. Even when it comes to something as inconsequential as music, think of all the things you're doing in your life that don't even involve this thing. It doesn't matter.
It landed perfectly
on a perfectly on a pillow too. It's some subtext to that, low key. Yeah.
Kept it safe. Anyways, to piggyback off of something that you said before, I don't remember exactly what it was, but a lot of the new music thing. New music hasn't dropped because of our recent panoramic. Yes, I said panoramic. Right, like that. And yes, people like Vince Staples are big, but they're not Drake big.
I'm not Kanye big. I'm not talking about that level. Yeah.
But that level hasn't dropped music really recently. Yeah.
None of the, like, maybe the Migos, and even the Migos show that they are not as big on the list as probably people thought they were, mostly because that album came and went after like 2 weeks.
I'd give that Future as someone of that stature that hasn't dropped music. Travis Scott, who recently hit that stature, hasn't dropped music.
I think he's even bigger than Future.
Like, well, he did. I think he flew past him.
Yeah, he's.
That's what I'm saying. He hit that stature, and he also hasn't dropped music.
Yeah.
And Kanye falls into that level of people that hasn't dropped music.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, Beyonce. Ariana Grande, I think she dropped music somewhere right before the panoramic.
I think she did too.
All of the names that you can think of these days are corporate. They're big. Obviously, they're trying to make money.
But that's why they haven't dropped music. There was something that hindered the production of money.
But what I'm getting at here is, and you know, there's also nothing wrong with wanting to make money or trying to make money. But at this point, really, when it comes down to it, if you want a connection with your music, if you want to feel something when you're listening to the art form that is music, you're going to have to go deeper than
SoundCloud. But not literally SoundCloud,
you're going to have to go deeper than the indie artists that you feel are indie artists. Because the indie artists that you probably listen to, you know, you, the listener of this podcast, you know, they're probably not an indie artist. They're probably, you know, they're probably...
They probably have a machine behind them somewhere, yes.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm being such an asshole about it, is because that's the way it's 2021, and really when you get down to
it, pirate music, nigga, and then like, listen to it. What the fuck? That's my whole point.
You know,
consume the art, no matter how you get it. Consume, like, it.
I go on YouTube a lot.
I'm telling you, fam, listen.
Hey, man.
I'm not telling you, oh, yo, bro, you need to buy this. Oh, bro, you gotta stream this. You gotta subscribe to this shit so you can. Nigga, can you just listen to this song? I like this song. I think my friend would like this song too. Yo, I like this album. I think my friend would like this album too. I want to share this with you. It's a thing. Like, it's points at people. Yo, fam, people sweat. You like, you're saying music is inconsequential. There's moments in your life, times in your life that you will think back. And a song will pop into your fucking head, and you think that music is inconsequential?
It could be.
I completely understand where Kenny's coming from with this. And
Party in the USA slipped my mind when I was a kid. Kinda, now I hear it. Good vibes.
This kind of makes me want to, you know, in everyday life, pretty recently, I've been trying to just normalize being a total asshole.
Yeah, they just honked at you.
Clearly.
And, you know, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I do like when people call me out on it.
You're deliberately trying to be an asshole. Like, that's the thing. It's not like you're, like, standing strong in your convictions because you truly believe
But the thing
you just admitted that you've been,
The thing is, there are some things that you can believe in, but holding your conviction on it, like to the point where you hold your conviction to a certain point, it can make you an asshole. And sometimes I'll do it because you know, we're in 2021, and you know sometimes it's important to make a point.
And the consumption of art has become quality of life.
The consumption of art, to me, has become a bastardization of what it used to be.
Well, no, it's been corporatized and monetized.
It's all about your time. Everything, when you're listening to music, they're taking, you have 24 hours in a day. They're taking that percentage of your day from you. You watch a movie on HBO Max, they're taking that percent. That's how they get paid. They make the $10 a month and then take your time. And like, why do you think Netflix is spending $100 million for a movie? Like, nobody ever thinks, Netflix doesn't sell the movies.
It's because time is valuable.
Exactly. They value their, this is like, this just shows how much it's been, the world has been moving towards charging for time. Like, everything in history has led up to this moment now where people, algorithms are your time. What does this person do with their time? All the time.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty wild.
Which is why I said, art has become a quality of life thing.
Yeah. We should watch because The Matrix. Fucking figure this shit out.
No.
The Matrix doesn't have anything to do with any of this.
It does not at all.
Ones and zeros.
Nobody has anything.
The Matrix just has something to do with individualism, which is something that Levante is trying to bring into my argument of, my nigga, can you just listen to the song that I want you to listen to? Because there's no reason why a month and a half has passed and this nigga has still not heard "Call Me If You Get Lost."
You wouldn't believe.
I don't care.
You wouldn't believe the songs that I have not heard.
I get it because you told me I haven't listened to any new music in like 6 months.
When was music invented? Think about how people
always.
It's always been invented. As long as rhythm has been a thing, which is natural heartbeats.
Yeah.
Music has been a thing.
Because they usually use music for, like,
battles.
For if someone died. Even like, a gathering.
Like, DR culture. All of the instruments that they use are from Africa. So, like, it just shows how deeply rooted
everything
is in music.
Music has always been a thing. I don't think...
Rhythm has always been a thing, so therefore music is...
I did not listen to it. What I'm trying to say is there's definitely a point where people were not using
rhythmic sounds. Deliberately trying to make things that sound pleasing.
Like at a party, a caveman party.
I would say. I don't think like people weren't always playing horns prepare for battle. People weren't always like sounding off events.
Thinking about like the nature of people, for as long as you could like, you know, look out of your eyes and look at your own self and look at other people and
consciousness.
See, you know, well, I'm not mentioning consciousness. I'm talking about looking at yourself and looking at other people, and they look like humans. Like, you know, we're just some regular ass people. From the moment that you can pinpoint that is probably the point from where we were making music per se.
Music like, began to evolve.
Anywhere from like, you know, like cavemen. Not necessarily, you know, like real primitive, like something that came before something that you would think of as a human, but like, you know, something like a human, just with primitive ass tools. We was making music out here. We were like, oh la 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 la, la la la. You know, you make fire, you carve something into a, you carve stone.
Okay, well,
and this is how you create. You know, there was most certainly music.
The point that I was trying to get across, right, is that there is a point before music, right? There is a point before pleasing rhythmic sound that they just went through their lives.
And
you consider animals to go through that now as them being wild and like savage.
But we're different from animals.
Because intelligence.
Can I say something real quick? If you're watching the podcast and you're wondering why my loud ass has not spoken in a while, I don't listen to music that much, so I don't have much to say. So I've been letting them have this whole conversation because I don't have nothing to add. Alright, so continue. This one because I didn't want people to be like, did that nigga leave? No, no, I'm here. I'm just watching TikTok.
Think about it this way. Think, okay, so you're a human. You're every day, you know, you walking around. It's 2021, regular shit. You see a bird. Obviously, it's not out here creating songs and fucking Pro Tools on a computer. Or
you're right. They are creating their own.
But when they song. Like, you know, when they don't know they're making
music.
It's not necessarily. That's probably not the idea of what they're doing. But they're like, this is expression. What is music? You know, in general, it's your form of expression. It could be
It
could be storytelling. It could be everything except storytelling. It could
it's
be
expression of oneself. You know? I think.
It
I think that covers all bases.
It's just expression. It don't even have to be expression of you. Yeah. It's just expression. You're just expressing some shit. So that's music, really. So when it comes down to it, like, you know, it's about interpretation. And I think that, you know, you go back far enough and you just have primitive humans expressing what they were trying to express. That's music to me. You know, if you get a bird, it's chirping out in the woods or some shit, it doesn't know it's making music. But, you know, if you ask somebody off the street, that bird over there is singing. It is a singing bird.
Okay.
And on that note, I feel like this is a good way for everybody to plug themselves.
I'm not an artist, but I'm on Twitch singing to myself half the time.
There you go.
That was very intense. Who are you actually? So they know where to find you.
Yeah, how did they find you on Twitch besides the bio? Well,
You look for it. No, I'm joking. My name is Vintage_Renegade, aka twitch.tv/Vintage_Renegade.
Hell yeah.
And then there's TikTok, which is just Vintage.R, because why not?
Du jour.
No, Levante, right?
More artists are surrounding me right now, actually.
I'm 300 Lavo on Twitter, and I am la.vonte on Instagram.
You want to go or I go?
Hey, so it's your boy Kenny, right? Kenzo with the Lenzo. Kenzo FYM on Instagram. We got the FYM World on Instagram as well. You copy yourself some merch. FYM World on Twitter as well. Don Perignon Ken on Twitter if you want to see me tweet high. You know, that's pretty much all I do. And, I'm going to pass it off to somebody on the couch.
Just know, if you're actually seeing this, you see how Kenny expressed himself. If you're listening to this, Kenny expressed himself. You won't know how, because you can't see, but he did.
It's your boy, DuJour. DJ Breezy, _Splash. DJ BREEZY. _Splash on Instagram, Twitter, and shout out because I got a new job. I work for the Giants now, y'all.
A guy!
Going to Super Bowl.
I hope they know. I hope they know. You pod with a simp.
Yeah, we knew you
pod with two simps.
John, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I made a lot of jokes, John. Just please shower, bro.
I mean, I will.
It's gotten worse.
Well, that's what happens.
And then you put your...